This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The last congressional race has finally been decided more than a month after the midterm elections. It's in Texas, and a Democrat has upset veteran Republican Congressman Henry Bonilla. This was a runoff after the first election had Bonilla in the lead, but just shy of the votes needed to win. Here to explain what happened is Wayne Slater of the Dallas Morning News. Hi, Wayne.
Great to be with you.
Now, Bonilla dominated. He nearly won the November general election, but the Democratic candidate, Ciro Rodriguez, won easily yesterday. What changed between then and now?
Well, you know, I think this was really the last ripple of the Democratic tide, and it was a forceful rebuke of Tom DeLay, who had come into that district, among others in Texas, tried to redistrict them in a way that would maintain Republican power, and in doing so, alienated a whole lot of Mexican-American voters. The election itself was the product of a Supreme Court decision that said that the redistricting by the Tom DeLay forces diluted the minority strength of Latinos. And in the last couple of weeks, the National Democratic Party became very active with money and with big names, including Bill Clinton, to motivate these Latinos in South Texas to come out for the Democrats.
And so were they the key to his win?
It was. Early on, maybe a month or so ago, few Democrats thought that the Democrat, Ciro Rodriguez, had a chance to win. But as they saw the effort by Latinos to, among other things, strategically expand the voting, early voting period for a couple of extra Saturdays, which gave Mexican-American voters a greater effort, the opportunity to vote, and the effort by the Democratic Party to put nearly $1 million into this race with some really vigorous campaign ads that emphasized that the Republican, Henry Bonilla, a seven-term incumbent, did not represent adequately the interests of Mexican-American voters in that district, it really worked.
Although he is Hispanic, right?
Well, he is. And what you had was two Hispanic candidates, but the Democrats were masterful in framing Bonilla as a Republican who was at the behest of Tom DeLay and whose voting record really very often was counter to the interest of Latino voters, whether it was funding for bilingual ballots or whether it was supporting interests that really were antithetical to Latinos. I mean, at one point, Ciro Rodriguez, the Democrat, accused Bonilla, resurrected a story that Bonilla had hired an illegal immigrant nanny who was British. The problem wasn't that the nanny was illegal immigrant. That's not a big issue in that district. It was that he went out and hired a Brit.
Wow. Okay. And Wayne, what does this say about the future for Latino voting power?
I think it says a lot. What it says is that this is, as we know, a continually growing potential voter constituency, and that if you come in, as Republicans have, and talk about the issues of that are important to Latinos on immigration and social services in a way that alienates them, they will be motivated and they will turn out in numbers. It really reflects, I think, for Democrats, the opportunity that lies ahead. And although George Bush and Republicans have attempted to make inroads among this community, they weren't successful this year, and that for Latinos and for those Democrats who want to see Latinos as a key to growing strength of the Democratic Party nationally, this is a model for that.
Wayne Slater of the Dallas Morning News, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you.